QST, QST, this is Lynn, WA6KLK. The Alpha 6 Kilo Lima Kilo, Redwood Valley for the Tuesday TechNet. Tuesday TechNet occurs each week at 7 o'clock here on Countywide. And this is the place to get answers for your questions about ham radio. We'll take all of your questions. I definitely do not have all of the answers. Other folks around I can call on to help. And if we don't, well, we'll try to get you pointed in the right direction or go find them and get back to you somewhere along the line. Nice weather again today. Supposed to be cool for another day or so, and then it's going to start warming up. So if you're out walking, watch out for the snakes and stuff. If you got weeds to whack, start getting them whacked, because we are starting to see some good signs of drying out. A few other areas of the state, even in the northern end of the state, are starting to see some small grass fires already. Break. Okay, Tuesday TechNet. Tonight we're going to go back over some of the new ham stuff. And later, Bill will be talking about PSK31, a very nice, easy digital mode for HF. Very, very usable on VHF also. So, let's see. I'm going to go look for new hams, any of the new hams that's been licensed in the last, within the last 4 or 5 months or so. New hams only at this time anywhere for Tuesday TechNet.
Kilo November 6, Alpha Alpha X-ray, Lower Lake, California.
Okay, and I want to say the KN6AAX, that's Gray guy, isn't it?
Affirmative.
Hey, Gray, well, memory still works a little bit. How you doing over there tonight?
I'm doing well. Thanks for running the net.
Okay, got any questions for us?
I have a Yaesu FT8900R, which does four bands, 10 meter, 6 meter, 2 meter, and 70 centimeter. And I'm working on getting an antenna for the 10 and 6 meter. And I was kind of thinking you could combine that into one antenna, a dipole, either an inverted or, but I'm having trouble trying to figure out how to, I guess, do the connection at the antenna at the peak.
Okay. If you'd like to make just a very simple dipole, you can make a little fan dipole, and that would be making a dipole for 10 meters, and underneath it, a dipole for 6 meters. And if you're going to be on FM, make sure you use the FM cutting. If you're going to be on sideband, then the antenna will be a little bit longer on 6 meters. So you have two wires coming out, one to the center lead of the coax, one to the shield of the coax. In the fan dipole, both antennas would be connected the same way, and they would be connected together. Otherwise, one lead of the 6-meter antenna and one lead of the 10-meter antenna would be connected to the shield. One lead of the 6-meter antenna, one lead of the 10-meter antenna would be connected to the center lead of the coax. And you'd spread them out a little bit, so out at the ends they're probably 4 to 8 inches apart. And then that way you can hang it from just the ends of the 10-meter dipole. Go ahead.
I think I understand that. What do you mean by an FM cutting? I'm basically not going to be doing single sideband. This radio doesn't support it.
Okay. 10 meters, your antenna is going to be a little bit shorter in the FM portion of the band than what it will be down in the sideband portion of the band. 10 meters, the FM's up around 29.6, whereas the major sideband portion you'd be operating would be down between 28 and 28.5, so the antenna will be shorter. 6 meters, the sideband portion is down around 50.1, 50.150. The FM portion is up around 52.525 for the national simplex. Quite a difference in the length of the antenna. So when you mathematically figure it out for up in the FM band, and so you don't come up too long. Although it's better to be a hair long than end up a little short with them high.
Yep.
Joyce, comment, KJ6ZBS.
Len, I'm just going to say a caution here. Technicians do not have privileges in the phone or the FM band of 10 meters. So if it's not single sideband, they cannot transmit in 10 meters.
Very good point. I forgot all about that. But anyway, that helping you, Greg?
Yeah, I think it is. I do have my general license, so I'm cleared there.
Okay, very good. But thank you very much for the help, Joyce. So you follow so far anyway?
I guess the other question then I would have is, you're talking one of the dipole has two leads. One of the lead is connected to the center of the coax. The other lead is actually connected to the shield, so only one of the lines actually transmit?
No, they both transmit. That makes it balanced. So you got to have, if you put up just a single wire, say off with just the center, you would have probably a very high SWR. You need both of them up there, and it'll be a little directional off of the side. And by hooking, doing the same thing with 6 meters, but hooking it right to the 10 meter antenna is feeding off of it, because they're different bands, there won't have any real interaction between the two. But no, you need it on both sides there. Go ahead.
Okay, I think I got that. Thanks.
Yeah, the thing to do is take a piece of plastic or something for an insulator, drill a hole in it, one towards each end, and, you know, a 10 meter and a 6 meter on one side, hook them together, 10 meter, 6 meter on the other side together, a little pigtail coming out. You can take that down to a chassis connector, NSO-239, solder one lead to the center conductor, and solder both the other one to the main body of the connector, then you can screw a coax on it, but make sure you goop up the back of it and tape it up real good so it doesn't get water running down the coax, which will then give you problems.
All right, roger that.
Okay, anything else we can help you with at this time?
I think I'm good. I would also need to get a SWR meter for this. Is that correct, to make sure that I'm not causing problems with my rate?
Yeah, an SWR meter would very definitely help if you can find somebody over there that you can borrow one from, or borrow an antenna analyzer, and they can teach you how to use that. An antenna analyzer will help you in cutting the antennas to length and matching them.
If I had an SWR meter, can I leave that in the system and just leave it on there at all times?
Yes, sir, you can, but you still got to have to cut the antenna to be matched. You can do it with a tuner if you're pretty close. Otherwise, you got to cut it to be matched. Otherwise, your SWR would be high.
All right, I think I got that.
All right, Solon over here has got a comment.
Well, this is Solon, KK6ZLV. My only comment is that if you have internet access, look up fan dipole, and that will give you an idea of the different construction techniques people have used for them, and it gives the pictures and diagrams, and that will help familiarize you with that if you have internet access.
I do, and is this Jim?
Sounds like you cut out. You said, is this, and then it kind of cut out. This is KK6ZLV in Redwood Valley.
All right. Thank you, sir. I thought I recognized your voice.
My name is Solon, and I'm in Redwood Valley. I think I've maybe talked to you a time or two. Anyway, I'll hand the mic back to Lynn here. KK6ZLV.
Okay, looking for new hams. Anybody that's been licensed out in the last 4 or 5 months, 6 months, or whatever. New hams to check in at this time for the TechNet, WA6KLK.
KM6BCL.
November 6, Boston, Charlie Lima, Baker Charlie Lima. I can't remember the name.
Dan, and I'm up in Brook Trail.
I think you said Ben.
That's Dan, D-A-N.
Okay. Any questions for us, Andrew?
For me right yet, I'm just lurking and listening.
All right, thank you, sir. We're trying to get the new hams involved here to see if we can help them out. And, so they just, if they're getting a radio, they don't get a couple, have somebody program a couple frequencies, set it on the shelf. And when an emergency comes along, okay, I think I know how to turn it on. I can maybe find the frequency. But it's rather important that people know how to program the radio and do get on and use it so they learn how to use it, learn about nets, feel more comfortable, and have a little better idea of how the net runs or a net runs and what they might be asked or how to react during an emergency net. Thank you very much, sir. Any other new hams out to check in? All right, we'll go to any hams. Any hams anywhere, WA6KLK, 2C TechNet.
AM6SHY.
Okay, nice double. Kilo Mike 6, Sierra Hotel Yankee, stand by. Who is the other?
November Hotel, Hotel.
Mike 6, November Hotel, Hotel. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, hey, Len, just Mark from Ukiah here checking in.
All right, sir, thank you. Eric, SHY, how you doing tonight?
Good, Len. It felt good for you to call for new hams because, you know, me being like, what, a little more than a year old, I felt, well, I'm a little bit ahead of that. So anyway, that feels good. And thanks for doing the net, KM6SHY.
You're welcome, sir. It's a pleasure to do it. Try to get the new hams involved here. And like I say, one of the most important things is when you do get a radio, don't be afraid to ask for help. There's a lot of us around here that can help. Or if you haven't gotten a radio and want advice, a lot of us around here can help. You get a radio, we can help you learn how to program it. We can maybe find out where there's some coax or help you find something to buy or see if there's something like that. We can help you build an antenna or might have one laying around that you might get or whatever, and same way with the power supply. But then you got to get on and use it. And if you say, well, gee, I don't have a real big antenna or anything, any antenna is better than no antenna. And a 2-meter antenna is pretty easy to make, and it's another part of learning, or we can make one up for you or something. But if you don't get on and use it, like I say, when the time comes, you'll forget how to use it, or you won't be familiar with the net procedure or anything like that. And somebody comes on and nobody knows who you are, and we don't know quite what. Plus, it's quite a social group also, besides all that. And we are here to help you on any of the nets if you come up with questions or anything. So, any new hams to check in?
How about the old hams, WA6JBK?
Yeah, we'll take you, sonny. WA6JBK, good evening, Alan. WA6KLK.
Yeah, where'd all those warm weather go? My goodness, I'm freezing here. Yeah, I like the direction you're going. Get these freshly minted people in and get the corners ground off. I love it. WA6JBK.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Any hams anywhere? Anybody anywhere for the Tuesday TechNet? Questions, comments, general check-ins?
KM6OTE, I think I qualify as an old ham. At least I'm old. It's Mike in Fort Bragg.
Okay, young fella. How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine. It's beautiful over here on the coast. It was cold and foggy yesterday, but today was gorgeous.
Yeah, somewhat cooler over here today, but wasn't bad to go outside. Worked up a sweat weed whacking. Supposed to be more of the same tomorrow, then it's warming up again. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your being there. Anybody anywhere, questions, comments, check-ins, Tuesday TechNet?
Good evening, Lynn. Just check me in, please. KJ6EVR.
Good evening, Don. KJ6ZVR. Any questions tonight?
No questions tonight, Lynn.
All right. Thank you. Questions, comments, general check-ins, Tuesday TechNet?
Kilo Juliet 6, Echo, India, Foxtrot, Mobile.
See, there's a guy out running a truck, probably heading home for dinner. Good evening, Steve, KJ6EIF. What you got?
I was just getting back from Sacramento with a little HT. I wanted to see if it hit the repeater.
Sounds excellent, sir.
No questions tonight, Lynn. Thanks for doing the net. I'll just monitor KJ6EIF.
Okay, Steve. Bill, MYE, are you aboard tonight?
This is KM6WYE. Bill here. Definitely aboard, Lynn. Check me in.
KM6WYE, not MYE. Bill is my co-host, is going to talk about PSK-31 later, which is very interesting. Kind of like a typewriter mode back and forth, to put it down very basically. He'll pick it up here after a while. New hams, any new hams out there with a question or just would like to get check in? We'd love to have you come in and get you start getting used to getting on the air.
Not that new a ham, but it took me a long while to get comfortable coming on the air after I had my license. KK6PZA.
Good evening, Rick. KK6 Penguins, Zebras, and Antelopes. How you doing tonight?
I'm LOLing right now, Lynn. Thanks for that. I'm great. You know, it's Tuesday, so it was my day with my family, my parents, and yeah, springtime in Ukiah, and gosh, it's been pretty good so far.
Okay, what I did, folks, was just use a funny little one for him. Normally it would be Papa Zulu Alpha, Kilo Kilo 6 Papa Zulu Alpha, but we just named him something else. You'll find with a lot of your calls, new ones, there's some that you go, about, and some that you really like and you might use at times, and as we get to know you, we'll use that. However, when you get into a net, use the standard phonetics, please, particularly in the net, and when you use them slowly, so the person can understand and copy. And if the net is on a repeater, you key up the repeater, you wait 1 or 2 seconds before you start to talk, because some repeaters have a slight delay, and others like countywide here, where there's 5 different repeaters, it takes maybe up to a second for all of them to connect up at times. Questions, comments, general check-ins to CheckNet.
Kilo Charlie 6, Mike Golf Mike, checking in.
Good evening, Mike. How's things in the wilds of Laytonville?
They're going real good. I'm in the process of setting up my new V-dipole.
Okay, get your weed whacking done up there?
Yeah, I actually had to cut out a couple of spots in the manzanita bush for the end poles.
Yeah, that's good. Cut them back further. More space you got up there, the better probably. Thank you, sir, for being there. Questions, comments, general check-ins, Tuesday TechNet, New Hams. Don't be afraid. Please check in with us.
KM6 OTF, just checking in.
M6 OTF, that's Marshall. How you doing, sir?
I can't complain. I'm getting ready to switch careers here soon, so I'm prepping for that. Other than that, everything's going fantastic.
Oh, what's she going to do for a new one?
Tomorrow's my last day with the county garage, and then starting Monday, May 6th, I'll be working at the sheriff's office as their quartermaster and a whole bunch of other things.
Okay, well, very good. Congratulations. We wish you well on the new career. Just make sure you go home safe every day.
Thank you for that. That's the plan.
All right. New hams. Any hams that got their license in the last, within the last 5 or 6 months? I know there's a lot of them with S and T calls, and a whole lot of them starting with B in the start of the suffix, a whole bunch of them. Anybody on, even if you got a handy talkie or listen here, try to get in to the repeater and we'll pick you up. We'd love to have you in and see how we can do to help you out. WA6KLK listening. Well, they're either cooking dinner or working outside, maybe. Anybody anywhere for the 2C TechNet, WA6KLK?
WA6KLK, KG6WVF.
Good evening, Tom. Lakeport, how you doing, sir?
Doing all right. Oddly enough, I'm at the Ukiah School of Music and transmitting through the Hunter Peak repeater instead of going through the local countywide. But I'm doing fine tonight, thank you, and just happened to hear you on, and I'm usually not free at this time, but I thought I'd check in with you. Thanks very much for doing the net, Lent, KG6WVN.
You're welcome, Tom. WA6KLK2CTechNet, once again, new hams that are listening, or if you know any of the new hams, tell them they need to get on so they can learn how to use their radio, how to operate it, how to maybe program it, get an idea of what a net's like. Ask questions. You know, yeah, you studied, you took a test, you passed it, you got your license, and now you got to start really learning amateur radio, and you're going to have to do it by getting on the air, and there's a lot of folks out here to help you, and it does not have to just be on a tech net. It can be during the other nets also, or catch one of us on the air sometime, and we'll be glad to help you. I'm going to wait about 4 or 5 more minutes, and then I'm going to have Bill, KM6WYE, come up with his stuff. New stuff, building antennas, as was noted earlier. Pretty easy to do for the bands, simple wire antennas. The hard parts, you may not have an SWR meter or an antenna analyzer. But there are folks around the different the counties here that do have antenna analyzers, and we can probably find one that can probably come and visit you and with an antenna analyzer and give you a few pointers and help you get the antenna tuned up so you can get it up in the air and going. Even if it's a simple little ground plane antenna, get it up in the air. You can get a better one later on, but rather than saying, well, it's going to be a few more months before I can do an antenna, so I'm going to wait. Don't do that. Get up in the air. Get started now. You never know when something's going to happen, and you might need to get on the air. There's a lot of help out here. There's a lot of help on the internet on some stuff, and don't be afraid to ask. We know that's quite hard to do, but don't do it, because that's how you're going to start learning, and that's the only way we can help you. Any check-ins, Tuesday TechNet? Okay, Mr. Bill, we're going to switch gears here a little bit. Mr. Bill's going to get about 15 to 20 minutes to talk about PSK-31. PSK-31 is an older digital mode. It's kind of like radio teletype, if anybody has ever heard about that. If you haven't, if you know what a typewriter is, it's like using a typewriter, a keyboard, into your computer, into your radio. And so when the other person is sending, it comes out on the screen and you read it. It's kind of like a keyboard-to-keyboard contact, which it is. It doesn't take a whole lot of power on the HF frequencies. It can be used on VHF here at 2 meters also, on a simplex, and I imagine perhaps over a repeater also. It's a very narrow bandwidth, and it's a lot of fun. Some of the other digital modes are very impersonal, and they only have a limited amount of information that can be put in them. But PSK-31 can just be a good regular chat mode sometimes in a typing mode. So, Bill, KM6WYE, all yours for what I'll ask. Any other check-ins before I hand it to Bill? I guess not, Bill. KM6WYE, WA6KLK, all yours for 15 to 20.
WA6KLK in the net. This is KM6WYE. The name's Bill. Thank you for having me on the net, and, well, I appreciate it. Yeah, PSK-31 is a kind of a fun digital mode. It's a pretty narrow beam mode. There's a lot of digital modes out there. I like to use FL Digi and Multi-PSK software, and when you open one of those programs up, you realize that there's a lot of digital modes out there. PSK-31 is a great mode. It's highly efficient. It's a highly efficient data mode. It lets you work long distances even when you can barely hear the signal. PSK-31 stands for phase shift keying, 31 baud. That's 31 bits per second. Unlike RTTY, which stands for radio teletype, the characters are formed by changing the phase of the sound wave, not by using different tones. A PSK-31 signal sounds like a single tone or note with a slight wobble, and is used for real-time keyboard-to-keyboard informal text, as Len said, kind of like a little chat room over the air. It's pretty great, actually. It's kind of a lot of fun. It's great. You can learn a lot about someone that you're talking to. You can tell them all about yourself, and you're using low power on your radio, so you're not worried about it burning out. It's kind of fun. And, well, it works really well with low powers, like I said, like Len said. And for this, it has become a firm favorite for QRP, 10 watt and under, and stealth antenna operators. So people having their antennas in their attics, this is a great mode. And, yeah, we'll do a quick little break here. Check in. It's KM6WYE on the Tuesday TechNet.
3WFE, Fort Bragg, no traffic, over.
Thank you for the check-in there. Please come back again with the call sign.
Alpha 3, Whiskey, Foxtrot Echo, Fort Bragg, Stewart, and I have no traffic. Over.
Well, good evening. Okay, sorry, the prefix is getting cut off. Please hold the mic before you talk for about 1 or 2 seconds to allow the repeaters to key up with each other.
Kilo, Alpha, 3, Whiskey, Foxtrot, Echo.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and thank you for checking in. And you said you had no traffic, so thank you very much. Anyone else out there wanting to check in at this time, please come now. Okay, we will continue. PSK-31, it was developed by a ham radio operator named Peter Martinez. His call sign is G3PLX. It was introduced into the amateur radio community in late 1998. The mode was enthusiastically received and has quickly become worldwide. PSK-31 can overcome interference and poor propagation conditions in situations where voice or other data methods fail. Contacts can be conducted at less than 100 hertz separation, so with disciplined operation, at least 20 simultaneous PSK-31 contacts can be carried out side by side in the bandwidth required for just one single sideband voice contact. That's, kind of crazy, but really great to know. You can really fit a lot in there in a small amount of bandwidth when it comes to this mode. There's a lot of other modes out there that are also this narrow when it comes to bandwidth, but this one has a really, really good way of getting out there at a lot of low power, so it's definitely worth trying out. And let's see, we'll take a quick little break here. I don't want to time out the repeaters. This is KM6WYE on the Tuesday TechNet. If anyone has any questions or would like to check in, please come now.
Jamie K.
JBK, thank you for checking in. Do you have any questions for the net?
Yeah, I didn't catch the bit rate or the baud rate for the shifting.
Roger. This mode that we are referring to is 31 bits per second baud rate. However, PSK has multiple baud rates that can be run. You can do 63. Obviously, the bandwidth gets wider. You can get higher and higher, and which basically means faster type comes through, but it requires more bandwidth and generally more power.
Yeah, I understand the benefit of the low bit rate and the narrow bandwidth. You can tune out the interference if you have a good receiver. So how do you tell what bit rate is being sent so that you know how to decode it?
Well, that's a good question. On the waterfall, if you're using a program that has a waterfall like FL-Digi or Multi-PSK or Mix-W, I think there's a bunch of them. On the waterfall, the width kind of determines the bandwidth in this case. So a 63 baud rate PSK signal will be visually wider on the waterfall than a 31-bit.
Okay, so I suppose the computer is going to have to figure out how to decode that.
and visually you would know what to expect after some practice. Okay.
Yeah, there aren't really too many programs that'll automatically pick it up for you. In fact, I have found none. However, with some practice listening to them, the modes do sound very different. Even the different baud rates of the same mode sound very different. So with some practice and some understanding, knowing that the width of the baud rate, the width of the signal can indicate a baud rate, you can kind of select through modes until one starts decoding. I've had pretty good luck with that. Like I said before, there's a lot of modes, so it can take some time. So having some good estimation and guessing helps. Sometimes I'll use Google to search the frequency that I'm on and see what digital mode is usually used on that frequency, and that'll point me in the right direction for which modes I should start trying to decode the signal that I'm looking at. Hope that helps at all. Let me know.
Well, I have not done digital mode communication other than CW. And so this is all a new thing for me. And there is no computer in the ham shack. And I'm going to have to find a good one before I'll put it in here.
Very understandable. Well, that kind of leads us to another point. To do this digital mode or any other digital mode, you will most likely want to use an interface that interfaces your radio to your computer. There's a lot of those on the market. It depends on what radio you have for what interface you're going to get. So you kind of have to do a little research online and find out what interfaces are an option for you. They usually plug in through USB into your computer, and they can do multiple things or just one or two things. Sometimes they can control your entire radio, where you can switch frequencies on your computer, and you can do a lot of stuff with just the computer. Sometimes they control the push-to-talk and audio signals only. The cheaper ones do that. That's the one I got, and it works really great. There's West Mountain Radio makes a bunch of different interfaces that are worth checking out. Also, SigmaLink makes a bunch of good ones. There's a bunch out there, so definitely check your radio and check what interface works with it. You can probably find one between $100 and $200, and if you find a good sale, it can get even cheaper. And look for used, and it gets even cheaper. So definitely do that. Thank you for the question, and I hope to hear you on some digital modes. It's a lot of fun. I definitely recommend it. This is KM6WYE on the Tuesday TechNet. Would anyone else like to check in or have any questions?
KM6DCL with a question.
Go ahead with the question, please.
Yes, I have a handheld of Beifong Feifeng little handheld. Am I going to be able to use that in using PSK31?
Well, that's a pretty great question. Most of the PSK31 activity occurs in the HF frequency range, which the handheld won't be able to do. However, sometimes people do use it in the 2-meter band and the 440. The 70 centimeter band. Not saying you're going to hear it if you go scanning for it. You pretty much want to set up an appointment with someone to do it in that mode, in that band. But if you use HF at all, or if you have a general license and you have an HF radio, you're going to find it all over the place.
I'm a technician right now, but I have gold, so maybe someday I'll move to that. But meantime, it's interesting to learn about PSK31. Thank you.
Roger, roger. I appreciate that. Please come back again with your call sign phonetically and slowly.
Kilo, November 6, Bravo, Charlie, Lima, Dan, in Brook Trail.
Perfect, Dan. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And, even as a technician, you can download the program FL Digi. It's free. It's made by a ham radio operator, W1HKJ. He's great. His name's Dave. He makes some great software. He's got a team of people working with him. It's free to use. There's a bunch of other software pieces that work with it. Right after this, we're going to do a DigiNet that uses that software. We're not going to use PSK31, but we're going to use a different mode that that piece of software also utilizes. So I recommend you get that program, and you can use a small interface. You can even use a headphone-to-headphone wire sometimes to transfer the signal from your computer to your handheld radio there. And you can join us on that DigiNet, which usually occurs today on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. So we would be pretty happy to have you on there, even as a technician. And thanks for being an operator, and thanks for being out there.
Thank you. KM6BCL, clear.
Comment?
Go ahead with the comment.
This is Rick. And my comment would be that, yes, people can receive and monitor all the frequencies without the license. In terms of Digi, yes, you can get the software and start to see if you can decode it, which a number of people are starting to do, and it's not that hard. KK6PZA.
Thank you, Rick. Absolutely. That's great. Before I got my ham license, I was doing exactly that. I got an SDR for $15, plugged it into my computer, put an antenna on it, and was decoding HF and VHF and UHF digital signals for years before I got my ham license. So absolutely, if you don't have your license, or if you only have a tech license and you even don't want to participate, it's pretty fun to open up the program and listen and let the computer decode these weird sounds that are happening in your radio. It seems like magic, and it kind of is. Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. Is there anyone out there that would like to check in or have questions on the Tuesday TechNet? This is KM6WYE.
Comment, JVK.
JVK with the comment. Please, go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking of we could set up a local simplex channel to chat back and forth. It might be an option to check the low signal quality operation. Stations that are pretty distant can barely hear each other with voice. I would suggest something like, say, 146.40 or that vicinity. Nobody's been using that for years up here, and we could just use the heck out of it on all kinds of digital signals. Over.
I really like that idea, and I've been hoping to get something like that going, where a lot of us locals know that we're on that frequency digitally. That sounds like a great idea. What frequency did you have in mind there? What was that one again?
14640. It's something I have. It's an old set, crystal controlled, and I don't use it for anything else.
Well, that's pretty great. I'm wondering if that will interfere with any repeaters or anything locally.
No, it's a dedicated simplex channel.
Oh, well, that's really great news. Okay, well, I'm all in, so digital modes, that really gets me happy. So 146.40, digital local simplex. Are you in the Ukiah Redwood Valley area?
Yeah, I'm Redwood Valley, up on the hill.
Oh, very nice. Well, it sounds like the simplex would work. We've got a pretty good group of people out here that are also interested in this. There was a little slow scan TV session a couple weeks back on walking repeater frequency. We had some people in Ukiah, people in Calpella, Willits, and up here in Tomkai, and we had a pretty good session. So that was a good start, and I say we continue and flourish it. So I appreciate that. Thank you for that request, and let's do it. I'm going to put that on my scan of my radio, and if I hear anyone on there, I'll be there. This is KM6WYE on the Tuesday TechNet. If anyone has any comments, questions, or check-ins, come now, please.
KM6NHH.
Hey, Mark, great to hear from you. KM6NHH, go ahead.
Hey, Bill. Great job tonight, by the way. I really appreciate the work you and Len are doing here. And I just wanted to ask if anybody's tried or reported their results using the Robot 36 app to decode images from the DigiNet when it happens here on countywide. Reason being, I've used it before for the ISS, and it works pretty well, and I'm just wondering if that might help people to get, you know, more involved quicker, or, you know, even if they don't have the material or the machinery to, equipment, if they don't have the equipment to transmit.
Well, absolutely. The Robot 36 app, I'm pretty sure it's only for Android at this point, is really great for decoding slow scan TV like the ISS transmits. However, the DigiNet uses MT63-2000L, which is a different mode altogether. There is, however, an Android app that you can use to decode everything we do on the DigiNet too. It's called AndFLMSG. It's made by, I think, a few of the members that make FL Digi. I'll repeat, AndFLMSG. I've used it. It has a bunch of different modes on it. It's pretty great, and it can decode the picture modes that we sometimes use at the end of the DigiNet when we're kind of just playing around with different modes. The MFSK modes are the ones we use for those images. Thank you for that. I appreciate that, Mark. I hope you're having a great afternoon. And this is KM6WYE. Anyone else want to chime in with comments, check-ins, or questions for the Tuesday TechNet? Come now.
KJ6EIF, Mobile.
Hello there. Thank you for checking in. Do you have anything for the net?
Okay, I guess you're responding to KJ6EIF. I just wanted to comment that there is an app, an Apple app for slow scan TV. It has various different protocols on it, including the one that you were discussing. So it is available for tablets or iPhones as well. KJ6EIF.
Oh, thank you for that, and I apologize. What was the app on iPhone called there?
Slow Scan TV.
Well, very good. Is that a free app or is it a paid app?
I don't know. I don't remember. It might have been a dollar. It's not much.
Roger that. Well, that's really great to hear. I appreciate that feedback. I'm not on the iPhone circuit, so I'm not 100% sure of the apps going around there. So it's really great to hear. Thank you for that. Anybody else with a comment, check-in, or question? This is KM6WYE on the Tuesday TechNet. Well, thank you, everybody, for being there. I'm going to quickly go over a couple more things about PSK31 before I hand it back to Len and we close the net. So there's a few pieces of software you can use. I recommend if you want to use PSK31, even locally, say we get on some of this digital 2-meter simplex frequency, we can play around with PSK31 too. Well, the software list starts with DigiPan. It requires Windows 95 or greater. It's free. DigiPan, DigiPan, stands for Digital Panoramic Tuning. And it's a pretty great program. Works with PSK 31 and 63. I think it works for a few other things too. FL Digi is the next software I'd recommend. Really, it's the first software I'd recommend. FLDIGI, made by ham radio operator W1HKJ. It's a free digital modem. It works on the sound card. You can transfer digital data, including files, over the radio to your friends. If you're using HF, you can transfer that kind of stuff across the country, and it's kind of fun, even around the world. Another piece of software that I use for PSK31 is called Multi-PSK, MultiPSK. It has many digital modes, even more, even some that aren't available on FL Digi. I think FLDG has a couple that aren't available on multi-PSK, so these two programs work pretty well together. Kind of opens up the whole spectrum for you. It's a free program as well with a paid version for the professional modes. The paid version is not cheap, but I do recommend purchasing it because a lot of those professional modes are on the HF and you'll hear them and you're going to want to decode them for more than 5 minutes. And with that, I'm going to ask for one more round of check-ins and questions, and I'm going to hand it back to WA6KLK. This is KM6WYE for the Tuesday TechNet. Standing by.
Kilo India 6, Romeo India Tango, checking in.
Romeo India Tango, thank you for the check-in. Do you have any questions or comments?
Nope, nothing here, just late check-in.
Roger, roger. Well, thank you for being there. We appreciate it. Any other questions, check-ins, or comments? KM6WYE on the Tuesday TechNet.
W6FQX.
Hey, John, good afternoon, good evening. Anything for the net?
I missed most of it. I was on a long call with my son in Sonoma County because my wife's going in for surgery tomorrow and he was trying to check. So I missed a lot of what you said. I've used PSK-31 on field day with the McCarks group a number of times. I use it through Ham Radio Deluxe, using their DM7800 digital application, and I can control my HF transceiver and do Digi that way at the same time. I've actually built a filter, custom-built crystal filter, custom-ordered crystals, about $100 worth of custom-made crystals, which you cannot get anymore because the company went out of business. Can't buy custom crystals anymore in the States. That enables me to basically pass only the PSK-31 passband around 14070 and eliminates the other 20-meter signals that might be overloading the receiver. That works pretty good. It's automatically switched out on transmit, et cetera.
Ah, well, thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And I wish your wife the best down there. That's always a hard situation. And thank you for the reminder about the Ham Radio Deluxe. That Ham Radio Deluxe definitely has a very nice decoder that has a lot of digital modes in it as well. I kind of forgot about it because I haven't used it too much. I use Ham Radio Deluxe to control the radio and for the satellite operations, and I haven't used the digital decoding part of it as much, so I really do appreciate that reminder. And thanks for being there, John. Anyone else like to check in and have questions or comments? This is KM6WYE on the Tuesday TechNet.
One more thing about HRD.
Oh, of course. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you can see multiple streams at the same time, decoded in real time. You can look across the whole passband and actually read the text on the streams going across and pick the one you want and latch on it, and you're there. Your audio is automatically put on that frequency, so it works pretty cool. Unlike some of those, which tend to be one string at a time, this one you can look. I've seen as many as 8 simultaneously.
Wow, nice, very nice. I did not know that it had the panoramic decode option like that. Multi-PSK has the little panoramic option for 10 minutes unless you buy the software, of course. But that's really great. It reminds me of the CW, the Morse code decoding software that I sometimes use called CW Skimmer. That one's really cool. It can decode up to 128 different Morse code conversations happening if you have a wide enough receiver to receive them all. But, yeah, thank you for that. I'm going to have to get into the Ham Radio Deluxe digital decoding and encoding part of it because that's pretty awesome. Well, I appreciate that again, John. Anyone else like to check in or have any questions for the Tuesday TechNet? This is KM6WYE.
Well, I thought maybe people might like to get a listen of what
14070 sounds like I've got it tuned up. There's probably a dozen signals there. WA6JBK.
Well, thank you for that, JBK. I do believe that that is FT8 and JT65. Shortly underneath that frequency, I think you'll find the PSK-31s. At least it's that way on the 40-meter band. I know that the FT8 and the JT65 like to hang out on 7.074 upper sideband, and the PSK-31s are 7.07 all the way up to 7.072. As far as what I'm learning, I'm pretty new to this as well. I've only had maybe 5 PSK QSOs in my life, and only a few also in the FT8, but FT8 and JT65 are becoming so popular that right where you were just listening on that frequency is becoming a beacon to check propagation, really. I go to that frequency just to make sure that everything's working right, and if I hear 800 signals like that, then I know that my stuff's working, and propagation is going okay. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. This is KM6WYE. Anyone else out there with a comment, a check-in, or a question for the Tuesday TechNet? Please come now. Okay, Len. Well, it sounds like we've run the well dry. It's 7:55. I'm going to pass it back to you. Thank you for having me on the net. This is KM6WYE. Back to WA6KLK.
Okay, thank you very much. Very, very good. A lot of good comments and questions in there, too. This is Len, WA6KLK, for the Tuesday TechNet. Thank you again, Bill. We'll figure out something for next week, maybe try to get an advance notice out there, but very, very interesting. I learned a lot off of it tonight. Any new hams? Anybody around the area that just got their license within the last 5 or 6 months? I know we have a lot of the calls. The suffix is starting Bravo, Sierra, or Tango. Any of the new hams around that would like to check in? Love to have you. Okay, are there any hams that are getting ready for the DigiNet that haven't checked in here that would like to check in? We'd love to have you check in and say hello. Okay, I guess not. So thanks everybody for being there. You're the ones that make the net. Your questions are why we're here. We do try to go explain some of the other stuff there, but if you know any of the new hams in person, and if they haven't got a radio, maybe start helping them one way or another. We'll see if we can find some loaners or something. Got to get them on the air. Otherwise, they'll say, oh, okay, I got my license, and they end up going away or get their radio and put it in the closet, and that's the last we ever hear. And with 60, 70 new hams around recently, we've got them on, got to get them on active for the nets, for the emergency stuff that they took their courses for, but they've got to learn how to use their radios and work the nets, and all of the nets work just a little bit different, but are basically the same. Break. So I would like to say thank you to everybody that checked in. Thanks for those with questions and comments. Enjoy. Take care. The weather will be cool for another day or two. Start warming up. If you got weeds to whack, get them. Fire season's coming around pretty quick. If you're out and about moving wood piles or walking or some of this other stuff, weed whack and watch out. The rattlesnakes are on the move, too, as well as a whole lot of the other wild animals. Thanks for being there. Enjoy. Look forward to having you next week. Tell the new hams to get on, check in. They don't have to really get in, but we'd like to have them check in and listen, and maybe we can spur them to ask a question or ask for some help. It's just not questions radio, but ask for some other help, too, and we might be able to find somebody to partner up with them to humor them a little bit. This is Len, WA6KLK, Redwood Valley, for the Tuesday TechNet. DigiNet will be up in just a moment. Good night, all.